Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Lloyd Bonafide with us from the Allied Seniors Recreational Vehicle Association. I understand you're at Burning Man in Black Rock, Nevada, but you want to talk a little bit about seniors and RVs this year, right, Lloyd?
Phil, we're asking people in cars this Labor Day weekend to keep at least one car length away from all sides of any recreational vehicle. We did ask this last year, and frankly, the response was disappointing, and that's why we had some mishaps. But again, we are asking, the ASRVA is asking that there are safety measures for those of you in cars to take when you're near an RV. People ignored us, and they paid the consequences. And let me tell you something else, and I want to hit this as easy as I can, but you never, ever, and I speak just personally for me, don't ever tailgate me. I'm a Korean War veteran, and I think I paid a few dues.
They're a little loud there. Burning Man is a music festival?
Yeah, I'll try to move away. But
you were saying don't tailgate you?
I'm saying specifically don't ever, ever tailgate me, because I am a Korean War veteran, and I will go wild. And I go wild when people tailgate me. I go wild. And we don't want to see a repeat of that. So when you see an RV, and the slogan that we're using with the ASRVA is, when you see an RV, you honor me. You don't honor you, you don't honor me.
Well, all right, so RVs are just, you give them a wide berth. You're asking people to stay away from any RV that you see this Labor Day weekend.
Well, specifically the ones driven by seniors. It's simply a safety measure, Phil. A recreational vehicle is a 20,000-pound monster that we're muscling all over the road. We have to swing wide for turns.
I've seen people trying to turn RVs, but I don't know that I've ever heard of anybody having to keep a car-length distance.
Well, we don't see as well from the side of rearview mirrors, so we need a good 100 yards to make a lane change. And let me tell you something, you got a lot of idiots, and I mean they are idiots that don't know the rules on staying out of our way. And the message is, RV, honor me, because if you don't, you people in automobiles, and I say this to everyone who will be out on the roads in automobiles this Labor Day weekend, you stand to suffer serious injury, including paralysis or even loss of life.
Lloyd Bonafide with us from the ASRVA. Doesn't it also stand true for you and other RV owners to watch out?
I don't understand.
Well, doesn't it stand for you guys driving RVs to be careful of other cars?
Well, no, not really, because we have a much bigger vehicle, and if anybody in a car thinks they're going to win a battle with... I've got a Winnebago Chieftain, 20,000 pounds, which we took delivery on August 15th. And if you think you're going to win a battle with a Chieftain... let me tell you, Phil, I got some swamp land in Florida I'd like to sell you.
All right, I want to ask you a question here, Mr. Bonafide. By the way, what is Burning Man, the festival that you're at right now?
Well, it's something that only those of us who go to Burning Man understand, but it's a new age music, electronica music. It's a festival. It's a music festival. We have it at Black Rock every year.
All right. I've got a clipping from a Twin Falls, Idaho newspaper.
I know the story very well.
Well, there was a mother in a Windstar minivan with two kids, and this was last year. She was attempting to pass you on a two-lane highway. You're Lloyd Bonafide of Alhambra, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
But I know this story, Phil.
Well, she claims you increased your speed to the point where she was running head-on into a truck coming the other way. So you wouldn't let her in, according to her, and she slammed on her brakes. The brakes locked. Her van sailed into the Snake River with two kids inside, and it was there were no injuries, but it was a frightening thing.
Well, let me interrupt you. Nothing you're saying has anything to do with me.
Well, she claims you sped up so as not to let her in.
Well, does she also tell you she was tailgating me? She doesn't say that, does she?
There's nothing here.
See, you never, ever tailgate me. I'll go medieval on you, and I mean that with the greatest of respect for people. Don't ever, ever tailgate me when I'm driving, especially when I'm driving an RV.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Got a lot going on over there, Lloyd Bonafide. With the Allied Senior Recreational Vehicle Association. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. The Allied Senior Recreational Vehicle Association is saying, once again, you say this year, if you're in a car, stay clear of any RV, because you guys are apparently not responsible for your own actions.
Oh, of course we're responsible. When it comes to cars, you get clear of us. Because I can tell you, Mr. Henry, I fought for this country in Korea, and again, I can't emphasize enough, don't you ever, ever tailgate me.
All right, so this woman sailed into the Snake River, and she claims you sped up.
Well, look, I'm just saying, you saw what happened to her. Do any of your listeners really want to take a chance on that happening to them this year?
Yeah, but don't you believe that you should obey the rules of the road as well, is what I'm asking. People who are in RVs.
Mr. Henry, I want to tell you something. I was in the Korean War.
I mean, that's a simple yes or no answer.
No, I want to tell you something. When I was in the Korean War, we had R&R in Tokyo. It was 1952, and we had some money, and we went out to one of these geisha houses, and I don't want to be graphic, but I'll tell you the story. I got my pants off, and this Japanese gal got a look at it, and she started to giggle. And I still hear that giggle to this day, telling me that somehow I don't measure up. And
well, I don't want to hear about the...
But it's pertinent, sir.
All right.
And I still remember that Japanese gal giggling at it, and it says to me that I don't measure up. Well, I'll tell you what. We went out and priced the new Winnebago Chieftain, and I got a Chieftain, and Mr., I'm not small anymore. And maybe for the first time in my life, I feel like I've got something between my legs with horsepower, so... what are you asking me?
Don't you think you should observe the rules of the road?
I've earned the right to be on that road.
Well, so have other people by paying taxes.
But I paid taxes and fought for my country, so it looks like I got seniority.
You told me before the show that you drove right through a toll lane in Florida without paying, breaking the barrier arm. Is that right?
Well, let me tell you something about toll roads. They might as well stick a gun in your ribs and steal your money. I'm a veteran, and we're lobbying for the right not to pay tolls.
You ran right through a toll booth.
You know, you say it like, oh, you ran right through a toll booth. Nobody, and I'm going to tell you something, nobody drops a toll arm on me. I'll go right through it, and as I said, I'll get medieval on anybody's ass that says a Korean War veteran's got to pay his toll.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I wonder if your organization, what they would think if they heard you talking this way.
I think that all 144,000 of them would agree with me.
Let's go to Erica. Erica, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say, what makes you think, sir, I respect elders, I was taught this, but just because you are a big vehicle doesn't mean that you rule the road.
Well, but have you ever driven an RV?
No.
All right, I'm a retired man on a...
That is irrelevant. Just follow the rules of the road.
What kind of car do you drive, ma'am?
A Jeep Grand Cherokee.
All right, do you honestly believe that your Grand Cherokee is going to take me out?
It doesn't matter. What if I was driving around in a bulldozer? Can I run you off the road? I'm bigger than you. You can't take me you?
Well, first of all, a bulldozer top speed's around 35 miles an hour, so...
That is not my point.
Well, what...
If there was such a thing as a bulldozer that went as fast as you did,
yeah.
And if you happen to be tailgating
She's
me, then
about
I can drop you off... Then I can kick you off the road?
You know,
I can put you in the lane?
Okay, if my uncle had wheels and pedals, he'd be a bicycle. But we're not talking...
Well, wait a minute. She's talking about the lady that you almost ran... The woman who's trying to get around you.
I'm going to
exactly.
Say it to you again. You never, ever tailgate me. Now, she was tailgating me. She tried to swing around me. Okay, I sped up a little bit.
You could have killed her. She was
exactly.
Going head-on into another car.
You could have been in jail.
And she could have thread the needle, too.
What do you mean by thread the needle?
She could have gotten in... But instead, she did the right thing. She locked the brakes up and sent it sailing into the Snake River, which was her only option. And I think she took the right option.
She shouldn't have even had to make that option.
You know, young lady, the only reason why you're even driving today is because a lot of guys like me went to Korea, and we fought our asses off. And
that doesn't matter.
It's
irrelevant.
You're
going to
tailgate me? You'll never tailgate me. Never.
It doesn't matter.
We're not talking about tailgating. We're talking about safety on the road.
Exactly.
I believe in safety on the road. That's why I say to this young lady and others listening, when you see an RV, you just better keep clear. Keep about at least one car length, and we do prefer two car lengths.
Well, that is fine, but that doesn't mean you speed up because someone is trying to pass you. You need to get over that whole tailgating thing.
I never would have done that had I not looked in my rearview mirror and I said to my wife, sweet God in heaven, she's tailgating me. Look at her playing with her life and the lives of those kids.
What's the deal with tailgating? RVs are slow, especially on an upslope, and it's easy to get in behind one and sort of just patiently wait until a guy gets some horsepower going.
All right, but you don't... So let me ask you something, Mr. Henry. Do you have your nose up someone's rear end?
Sir?
Do you have your nose up somebody's rear end?
No, I don't.
Well, that's what tailgating's like. You might as well stick your nose right up someone's crack. And I am not in favor of that at all, sir.
All right, Erica, thank you for your call. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Lloyd Bonafide. He is a spokesman for the Allied Seniors Recreational Vehicle Association. Basically, if you see an RV on the road, you stay one car length away from it on the sides and on the back. If you don't, in his words, you're going to lose that war. According to him, RVs are difficult enough to control without people. And he made this point over and over again, and I'm quoting him. He's a Korean War veteran, and you never, ever tailgate him. He almost killed a family last year in Twin Falls, Idaho, when the lady tried to get around him. He sped up. Have you ever had anybody do that to you? You're trying to get around him, and they speed up, and you got a truck coming head-on? You can kill somebody. She went right into the Snake River, and thank God nobody was hurt. And it must have been a part of the Snake River, which is a low elevation, because if you've ever seen Snake River, it's a canyon. It's like the Grand Canyon. I mean, it is a sheer drop of at least a couple of hundred feet. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Homosexuality.
Well, I think that's an incredibly bizarre statement to say that people at tailgate have a latent homosexuality.
Well, let me tell you what, Mr. Henry. I spent 3 years in the United States Navy in Korea, and we saw a lot of these fruits when we'd get off the...
And I really would rather this not turn into a discussion of homosexuals. You're talking about the organization you belong to, the Allied Seniors Recreational Vehicle Association.
That's great. And we're at Burning Man. This year, there's about 120 vehicles at Burning Man.
All right. And Burning Man is some festival. But in any case, you're saying keep at least one car length away from all RVs.
Yes, sir. And again, don't tailgate me because you show your colors, in my opinion, as a latent homosexual.
I think that's bizarre.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion, sir, but I will tell you this much. Somebody tailgates me, and they're going to get a face full of the mud of the Snake River like that, the one there that brought in that Windstar.
That brought in the Windstar, that mother.
Well, you can suit yourself.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Here is George. George, go ahead.
Yes, how you doing, Phil?
Good.
Let me ask that gentleman on the other line. How do you feel about truck drivers that are on the road? Do you feel an equal or different from them or what?
The truckers.
Uh huh.
They better keep their distance.
Okay.
They had better keep their distance. A lot of those guys are hopped up on pep pills.
Okay, let me tell you something before you continue, and please don't interrupt.
Well, but you know what I'm talking about. They're hopped up on the pep pills.
Okay.
You ever heard that song, 6 Days on the Road?
Yes, sir, I have.
All right.
Let me tell you this. Like you're saying you're a veteran, I'm a veteran of 26 years on the Florida highways, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I think that you and anybody else has to respect the laws of the DOT.
Well, sir,
do you know what a DOT is?
Department of Transportation.
Okay, sir, then you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
I don't care if you drive a motorcycle, an SUV, or an RV. You have to respect the laws.
I agree with you.
And I'll tell you what.
Up until a certain age.
If I see you in the Florida highways, you better not tailgate me because I'm going to knock my brakes and you're going to eat dust.
You lock your brakes up, your jackknife, and then the next thing you know, you're a ball of flame.
No, sir, because I know what I'm doing. Unlike you, you are an ignorant person because you don't respect the laws.
But what are you talking about? I respect
the laws. And I hope
the
policeman right now is listening to you so you can get arrested for taking that toll in Florida.
Let me tell you about these cops. They're not going to give a ticket to me. I'm a retired Corps veteran.
That doesn't mean nothing. You deserve a ticket like anybody else that breaks the law, sir.
If you break
the law, you deserve a ticket.
Sir, I'm not
breaking. And you got to respect the laws of the highway, like I do.
I agree with George, and especially truck drivers who are hauling the nation's freight. They're hauling the nation's clothing.
What do you want me to start crying? A little teardrop?
No, you don't have to cry a teardrop.
I mean, the truckers, truckers are hauling 18 wheels worth of freight that you don't think you can see out of a side mirror. These guys have got to do all kinds of things.
You know, I've been listening to this boo-hoo song and dance about truck drivers. Let me tell you this much. I think the truckers are great guys. But if you come near me, you're going to have suddenly you won't be driving on a highway. You'll be out on dirt road going, how did I get here?
You're going to be right along me then. You're going to be along me or along any other truck driver if you go to the zone that you're not supposed to be there.
Hey.
We have more blind spots than you have with your RV. Did you know that?
Well, you know what? If you see the rear bumper of a Winnebago Chieftain and you want to give me a little nudge with the front of your car, just like those fellas with the butt, who have the butt fetish? Is that what you're saying?
No, sir.
What I'm telling you, that we have less view on our blind spots than you guys have with an RV. I know you have a blind spot, but we have five times more difficulty able to see.
Well, there ain't nothing blind about me, brother. I see. I read you pretty clear.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 69 years of age.
Okay, you shouldn't even be driving, especially with your attitude.
Oh, really? See, now that's the kind of thing that pisses me off.
No, you shouldn't be driving. I look at it this way. Anybody over 65 years old ought to get checked 2 to 3 times a year.
If they
can't see or they can't handle the road, put them out. They're out of commission. That's it. You shouldn't drive.
Now I'm pissed off.
What are you pissed off about?
That whole crack about me being too old.
I didn't say you were too old.
He said you ought to be tested after a certain age for your motor skills. Thank you very much, George.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686. This is Jack on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello. This is Jack.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Austin, Texas.
Yes, sir.
I'm driving all the way up from Austin, Texas to Miami, Florida. And I think that everybody's being too kind to that guy. There's something mentally wrong with him.
Wait a second.
If you're 69 years old, first of all, you should be old enough not to be acting like a child on the highway.
I'm not acting like a child.
And just hold on a second, buddy. Just like the man that just called in, now he's going to run you off the road, and you're going to run him off the road. And what if somebody runs somebody that's doing nothing off the road over games like this and kills a family? I mean, what's wrong with you? You can't make terroristic threats.
Have you ever heard of collateral damage? I'm sure you've heard of collateral damage.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And I'll tell you something else. 1952, I went to one of these geisha houses in Tokyo.
Yeah, you told me about that story. And I bet you're about 5'6" also, aren't you? You've got the short man's disease. Is that correct?
Short man disease? No, look at that.
Is that correct? How tall are you?
Yes, I am. I'm 5'7.5".
Okay, you got the short man's disease. You're short in the pleasing the women department, and you're like a lunatic out on the highway.
I mean,
you're gonna end up killing an innocent family.
You said a Japanese geisha girl laughed at you.
Nobody. I dropped my pants and she giggled. I got the Winnebago now, and let me tell you what, I'm not.
The guy's right. You need a mental hospital.
Why do you say that?
You're running people off the road because some Japanese geisha giggled at you in 1952.
When I dropped my pants, you don't think that's significant?
What are you going to do when you kill somebody innocent over this acting like a child? You're just out for attention. You're not even
serious. I'm not trying to kill anybody, but I'll tell you this much. At least I won't feel inadequate like that Japanese woman made me feel.
All right, hold on. Thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686.
And you don't think you have an anger management problem? Tell my audience what you just told me. Mr. Lloyd Bonafide is on with me from the Allied Senior Recreational Vehicle Association.
What I just told you.
Go ahead. Tell my audience.
I said one of the most glorious moments in my life, other than my service to this country and the United States Navy, was two summers ago. My wife and I were on Interstate 80. We're going through Wyoming. And this turkey, who had been tailgating me, finally swung around, and he tossed me a bone.
Now, when you say tossed you, when he flipped you the finger?
He gave me the finger, that's right. And I said, brother, you're in it now. And I reached over, and my wife had our cat, Pepper, in her lap. He is a Burmese, a black Burmese. I grabbed this cat. The guy, and here's the interesting part, this guy was in a convertible. And I threw the cat at him. And I will tell you...
I'll say, so let's add cruelty to animals.
Mr. Henry, could I be allowed to finish?
No, but let's add cruelty to animals to what you've done.
I threw this cat, and that GD thing landed on this guy's head. And you... I'll tell you, you should have seen this guy swerving all over the road trying to pry that cat off of his face.
Cruelty to animals.
No, sir, because the cat was fine. The guy pulled off and he apologized. And he gave us the cat back.
I think that's an anger management problem.
Well, it might be, but I think it why did he apologize?
I don't know. Maybe he thought you were nuts. 1-800-449-8686. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I myself am an 18-year veteran of both the active and reserve United States Air Force.
God bless you.
And I too, sir, am a combat veteran. I've served in Panama. I've served in the Gulf War. I've also served in Somalia. And I hope that the rest of the listeners to this show realize that you do not speak for the vast majority of the veterans of this country.
You and I
and countless millions of other men and women in this country have served this country well for one thing and one thing only, and that's for the right of all of us to live in a society governed by laws. Those who drive recreational vehicles as well as automobiles have a responsibility to obey all the laws of this country, including traffic laws, and those that advocate the use of force, as you do, to deal with those.
Let me ask you a question, John. John, I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
This guy grabbed a cat, threw it out a window.
You have to understand, Milo, a veteran, a combat veteran, and it's the instinct that a veteran has.
Sir, I understand that you're a combat veteran, as am I. Then the gentleman is correct. That is not normal behavior,
what,
sir.
What is?
Throwing a cat at a moving vehicle is not normal behavior.
Well, I fell back on combat training.
No, that's an anger management thing.
Excuse me, Mr. Andrew. You ever heard of throwing a hand grenade or
a... Yeah, a hand grenade. You were in the Navy.
And we took training. And
sir, was a vehicle...
I looked around for a weapon, and the only thing I could see was the cat.
Sir, as a combat veteran, you should understand as well, then, that you only react that way in a life-threatening situation.
This guy,
the gentleman driving by you, flipping you off, is not a life-threatening situation.
It was a hostile move, and...
What do you mean you looked around for a weapon?
The only thing that I could see was the potentiality of what you would call a cat bomb or the animal life. And let me tell you what, this thing got all over his face, everything.
Sir, I really hope that the rest of the members of your organization do not behave and act on the roads as you're advocating. If they do, most of them will eventually either wind up in accidents that could either kill themselves or other people,
or will wind up
in a jail cell.
John, you
were
in the Air Force. That's
not normal.
You were in the Air Force. You know how beautiful it looks to see a air-to-surface missile, the beauty of ordnance and weaponry functioning properly. You had to be there to see that cat flying through the air and then just sucking onto the guy's head.
Sir, 18 years of experience serving this country has also taught me that there is a time and a place for that kind of activity when lives are at stake in a situation of combat and war.
So you
is not normal.
So you would agree with throwing a cat if it was life-threatening? That's all I'm trying to...
Oh, wait a minute.
Mr. Henry,
sir,
I'm talking to another veteran.
There are other ways. That situation you've described is certainly not life-threatening.
What if it was life-threatening? Would you throw a cat?
If it's life-threatening, sir, you do whatever it takes to preserve life and limb. That was not a situation that required that kind of activity.
What if this guy would have swung around me, flipped me the boat, and then winked at me in a feminine manner, challenging my masculinity? Would that have constituted the use of a cat bomb or something?
No, sir, that would not have.
That's just a bunch of baiting that guys do to each other.
That
would
not
have. Thank you, John. 1-800-449-8686. That man's a veteran, okay?
That's right. So he knows a lot about... Okay, hold on for a minute. All right, Phil, Saturday night we're going to be having the Burning Man, and they want me to set up my booth here. I've got... we've pulled our awning out. We've set up a quick fix station for a lot of the people here.
You're at Burning Man?
Yes.
Now, where is that?
We're in Black Rock, Nevada, and you can come out... Trailer out here. Each year a theme is chosen for different works of art.
What is a quick fix station that you have right now?
Well, we are serving, we've got Bacardi and Coke, and you take a Tylenol 3, and let me tell you what, you'll see colors.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Caroline on the Phil Henry Show. Caroline?
Yeah.
Hi, Caroline. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I'm a burning man. That idiot just say Bacardi and Coke and a Tylenol 3?
Who am I speaking with? This is Lloyd Bonafide, please. Hello?
Lloyd, my name is Caroline.
Yes, and did you just call me an idiot?
Yes, I did, sir.
Now that pisses me off.
Let the lady talk.
I have been listening to you, sir, as quite a few people, so now it's my turn.
Uh-huh.
You have given us all quite a giggle and have pissed us all off for quite some time. Sir, you have used and abused this radio show to get some sort of warped message out to your public, if you will.
You know, you sound like you could use a Bacardi and Coke and a Tylenol.
Sir,
thing.
Is your position with this RV organization an elected position?
I was appointed a public relations spokesman for the Allied Seniors Recreational Vehicle Association. Did you just get up from a nap, or?
Will you just let the woman finish?
All right.
So it is not an elected position.
No, ma'am, it is not.
Excuse me?
No, ma'am, it is not.
So who are you?
Set the pen up over there. Go ahead.
Who appointed you into this position?
Bob Meelman. That's spelled M-E-E-L-M-A-N. Bob Meelman.
Well, I don't need to know the names, but it's an appointed position, so you could be taken out of this position at any time.
That is correct, yes. I suppose if they were stupid, they would take me out of this position. But I'm getting the message out.
I don't have any idea why any organization that represents A, senior citizens, and B, senior citizens that drive would have
I know what you're getting at.
Representative of their organization.
I know what you're getting at. I threw the cat as a last resort.
I'm not talking about the cat, sir.
Caroline, did you party last night?
No, sir. I don't drink, sir.
Yeah, have you ever had a rum and coke?
All right. Well, we stick to the point here, please. So, Caroline, you think that the guy...
She has no problem with me throwing the cat.
Do you have any problem?
Actually, sir, I have a big problem with you throwing the cat. I have a very big problem with the fact that you keep referring to the Korean War as if it's some sort of a badge to be worn, as you're the only person that went to Korea. I lost a lot of friends in Vietnam, and I could really... You know what, sir? I wish that you had stayed in Korea, because...
Stayed in Korea?
Lord knows... We certainly don't need you here.
Are you kidding me? I fought for this country. I came back and started one of the most successful heating and plumbing businesses in the San Gabriel Valley. I had a daughter and a grandson. My wife and I retired 4 years ago. I sold the business to my son-in-law. I'm here at Burning Man. I've had 2 rum and cokes and 2 Tylenol 3s, and I feel great. And I'm sorry that I threw a cat at a man's head, but he tossed me a bone, and a man doesn't do that to a Korean War veteran. Nobody. And I mean, no, I don't care if it's Jesus Christ himself, you don't tailgate me. And I'll tell you something else, Caroline, that you may not like. I don't have my clothes on right now.
You know, he thinks it's a big joke, huh?
Yeah, you know
that's
what?
One of the things you do at Burning Man.
This radio show has given you a large gift.
I don't have my clothes on because that's what we do at Burning Man. It's not sexual.
Well, you know, if I were anywhere near the lady, if I were anywhere near you, I would try as hard as I could to imitate that Korean woman because you are a joke, sir. You
Wait
are an absolute joke.
I'll tell
and
you this one.
You have taken advantage of this radio station, and you have really taken advantage of me as a new listener,
Caroline,
and you have offended people in general.
Wait a minute. When I lost weight, my
And let me ask you a question.
Bigger.
You said that you threw the cat, you looked around for a weapon, and that cat, Pepper, was sitting on your wife's lap.
That is correct.
Wouldn't it have been easier just to pick your wife up and throw her through the window?
No, it wouldn't have. She weighs much more, and I happen to love my wife very deeply.
But you're a Korean War veteran. You're in shape.
I don't
you
see
You should
my...
be able to pick up anything.
The cat has claws. It's more mobile. When you use a cat in a defensive
Sir,
situation...
you are an absolute ass. And I hope that enough mental health people and enough People in law enforcement have listened to this conversation, and by the end of it, somebody will send some sort of a vehicle with a straitjacket to your location and take you away for a very, very long time. Because Lord knows, the general population of this planet does not need to be subjected to
My wife would not have fit out the window if you thought about that comment. You'd realize what a stupid comment it was. How do you throw a full-grown woman out of a...
Oh, come on. You're the guy that tossed a cat.
You are not listening, sir.
Well, I'm not going to throw my wife, the mother of my daughter, out a window just so she can do the splits on some guy's head.
Okay. I've heard about enough. The Allied Seniors Recreational Vehicle Association, huh?
What?
Is that the name of your organization?
What? Say it again.
The Allied Seniors Recreational Vehicle Association.
Do they have a contact number, sir?
Yes, they do. The number is 213-251-318... no, excuse me. 213-251... What is the number? I forget what the number is. Can you put it up for me, anybody? No. I don't have it here.
You can go rot in hell because I gave you that number. Look, most guys don't complain when you throw a pussy at them, so...
Okay, that's all I wanted. That's fine. Thank you very much, Caroline.
Okay. Thanks.
Did you get the joke, Caroline?
Oh, God. I looked around for a weapon, and I saw my wife's cat.